And that's great news for Raptors fans as this one is on the outside edge, called for a strike. Brings it 0-1. Came in as a substitute for Ashton Zacher late in the game yesterday behind the plate. 0-1 count is hit to the right side of the infield, though, and the grounder is picked up by the second baseman and thrown over to first in time for out number three. So Raptors, once again, they pick up a hit, but no runs on that hit. One error and one runner left on base. It's still 1-0 Chinooks as we hit the bottom of the second here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine, wanting you to race. Now, at first, you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Drew Thompson, not a bad first inning, but did allow the only run of the game so far, and hoping to keep dialing it in here in the bottom of the second inning. It's 1-0 Chinooks as we take over from Lakeshore on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and well, thanks for tuning in on the night. It's a beautiful night here in Maquon, Wisconsin. It's 62 degrees outside, a little bit cloudy, mostly cloudy, but you know what? That's good baseball weather. It is a little bit windy out here with the flag in center field blowing straight from left field towards right field. And so maybe a little more helpful for the left-handed hitters as Jack Cleveneau will lead off the inning against Drew Thompson. He's a right-hander. And this first pitch misses inside for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. Cleveneau, the catcher for the Chinooks, hoping to have a big performance tonight. Okay, yesterday for Cleveneau, he went 1-for-1 behind the dish as this one's popped up left side of the infield. Parker under it, and he makes the catch on the run for out number one. So that's a pretty quick out there as it goes P6 in the books, and it brings up Esteban Garcia with one away and the base is empty. And Garcia, he went 0-for-3 in yesterday's game against Fond du Lac. But he did draw two walks. Was batting second in the order there, and now batting seventh in the order. Big difference for him. Left-handed batter takes the first pitch low for ball number one, and Garcia playing in right field today. He's from Boston College. 1-0 count to him with one away. Thompson steps back and fires it home and gets a swing and a miss to bring it back 1-1. Thompson had retired the first two batters of the first inning before he was hit and allowed the first run of the game. So hoping to carry over the first two outs mentality as that one's in there for strike number two, a 1-2 count. And, well, one of the keys for Thompson here is to limit the walks, and he walked the one batter in the first inning. As this one is sent into right field, a liner, but it's right there at the Rafters right fielder Hiroto Kobayashi for out number two. So pretty good contact on that ball, but just wasn't hit where it needed to go, and it brings up Owen DiShazzo with the bases empty and two away. Drew Thompson trying to get out of this inning scoreless. Could go 1-2-3 and keep that pitch count a little bit lower. He threw 21 pitches in the first inning. Not too bad, but could be a lot more efficient here, and hoping to do so with DiShazzo at the plate. First pitch is fouled away down that right field line, out of play. 0-1 count to the right-handed hitting left fielder for the Chinooks. DiShazzo, he went 1-for-5 in the game yesterday on the season, batting 156. Takes that pitch in there for a strike to bring it 0-2. DiShazzo did pick up an RBI and a run scored when he reached base, but had a strikeout in that game against Fond du Lac. 0-2 count to him with two away. Thompson trying to finish him off. The pitch is sent to the right side of the infield. Diving down, Spencer Davis. He bats it, flips it from his back to Thompson, who dives and grabs it and steps on the bag just barely. Well, not the way you intend that play to go, but it does get out number three in a very interesting fashion. 3-1 on the putout, and it's 3-3 in the second inning as we hit the third inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Knife Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
It's 1-0 Chinooks as we hit the top of the third here from Moonlight Graham Field in Mequon, Wisconsin. And the Rafters will be led off by the right-handed hitting J.J. Garcia. He's the nine-hole batter, which means 9, 1, and 2 are going to be going up first. They're due up Garcia, Mason Onati, and Noah Ruiz. That's who we'll see here in the third inning. And hoping to see some more batters as well. Garcia at the plate. It's a righty-righty matchup with Nate Gray still on the mound. The first pitch to Garcia misses inside for ball number one. Garcia, the designated hitter tonight for the Rafters, takes this pitch outside for ball number two. Nate Gray, through two scoreless innings so far, he's allowed just the two hits. Yet to walk a batter, and that fares well for him. 2-0 count is in there, called for a strike, 2-1. And he's keeping up that momentum that he built for himself his last outing, and it was a great outing at that. 2-1 count is upstairs, and that rolls to 3-1. Gray against Battle Creek 5 days ago on June 4th. He went 6 innings pitched, allowing just 1 hit, no walks, and the 1 run as this one's hit to the right side, and that gets out to the outfield. So a leadoff single in the third inning for J.J. Garcia, and he snaps a little bit of a hitless streak that he had going. It had been 4 straight games without a hit for him, But to be fair, some of those games were counted because he didn't really get a chance. Last night did add to that hit list total, despite him getting two plate appearances because he was hit by a pitch and a walk. So no at-bat for him, but it still did extend the hit list streak to four games. But he ends it there with the leadoff single and steps up. Mason Onati, watching a breaking ball miss low for ball number one. Onati, he has had a good eye at the plate. Similar to Garcia. Garcia recently, he's been working on base any way that he can get it. Taking more pitches, and as we saw last night, he still had a good game. He scored two runs, had an RBI. This one is on the lower part of the zone to bring it 1-1. Garcia certainly a stealing threat. He has a few of them this season. Mason Onati also a threat on the pads, as this one is again watched for strike number two. Onati doesn't swing the bat too early in counts normally, and that makes it a lot of fun to watch him at the plate because he's always working up the pitch count of the opposing pitcher. But he's also great at working with these 1-2 counts, these 0-2 counts, or even 2-2 counts. As there's a fake pickoff move by Nate Gray, who looks over to first base after stepping off the mound. No throw, though. And so Mason Onati back in up at the plate. Onati's got that left foot on that white batter's box line as this one's hit up the middle towards second base. 4-6 back to first in time for out numbers 1 and 2. Double play there, and that's not what the Rafters wanted to see, trying to score a run. It's still just 1-0 here in the third inning, but the Rafters offense has been quieted as they've found three hits and none of them have been able to come home to score. Just the one hit in each inning so far, trying to get a second runner on the base paths as Noah Ruiz watches this pitch hit the strike zone for an 0-1 count. And Ruiz is one of the three hits from the Rafters tonight. He singled his first time up back in the first inning. It's an 0-1 count, and that misses inside to bring it 1-1. Ruiz yesterday had those three RBIs as I was talking about, and he's been strong throughout the year for the Rafters. This one misses way inside and brings it 2-1. Ruiz kind of had to duck out of the way of that. And he had a game-tying pinch-hit RBI single back against Lakeshore last week in game number two. 2-1 count. Misses inside again. Nearly hits Ruiz, but again, he backs out of the way. It's 3-1, and Ruiz, prior to that, he had been absolutely scorching hot in those five games prior to the pinch-hit performance, as he'll draw ball number four here and take his walk over to first base. Second time we've seen Noah Ruiz on the base paths, and it brings up Spencer Davis to the plate with a runner on first and two outs in the top of the third inning. Davis, a left-handed hitter, he is 0-for-1 in the game. Lefty-righty matchup. As the pitch comes home from Gray, it's on the outside, called for strike number one. Davis grounded into a fielder's choice back in the first inning. It was 4-6. Trying not to do the same here. Got Ruiz on first base, and the 0-1 count is fouled back to bring it 0-2. Davis, I mean, he has been great to start the year for the Rafters. He came in just about a week ago. He's played six games this season, and in those six games, he's found a hit in every single one. His first game, it was as a pinch hitter, too, but he swings and misses at this one above the zone for strike number three. That's the third out of the third inning as the Rafters, no runs on the one hit, no errors, and one left on base. It's still 1-0 as we hit the bottom of the third here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
And another strong inning from Nate Gray has him rolling through three innings. It's a 1-0 Rafters deficit as they hope to make this comeback, but it's been tough against a dominant so far, Nate Gray. Drew Thompson last inning, though, 3-3 down, and he was able to keep that pitch count very low, just seeing 30 pitches now in the game. He only saw 9 in the second. So heading into the third inning, the Rafters down, and Drew Thompson looking to keep it a 1-0 game. It's going to be led off by Colin Senior, the 9-hole batter. So 9-1-2 in the order in the bottom of the third are due up for the Chinooks, as the Chinooks hosting the Rafters here today. It's the bottom of the third inning, and Senior with Rasmussen and Jacob Coase to follow. A swing and a miss here makes it an 0-1 count. Senior, the third baseman for the Chinooks, a right-handed batter. It's a righty-righty matchup. 0-1 count to the leadoff man. It's fouled away towards the Lakeshore dugout. So an 0-2 count now is... We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard as well. Plenty of games going on around the Northwoods League as always, and keeping you updated with the action. Rochester up 2-1 over Waterloo on the road, and 0-2 count is fouled back to keep it 0-2 for Senior. Over in Thunder Bay, Eau Claire leads 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth. In Battle Creek, it's the top of the sixth inning, tied at 0 between the Leprechauns and the Battle Jacks. It's the bottom of the fourth inning in Madison. 2-0 Mallards lead over the Rockford Rivets. 0-2 count to Colin Senior here, and it's fouled back once more. The Green Bay Rockers and the Traverse City Pit Spitters are over in Traverse City. It's a 3-2 Pit Spitters lead over the Rockers. In La Crosse, a 3-1 Loggers lead over the Larks in the top of the second inning. 0-2 count once more to Colin Senior, and he half swings and fouls it off down that third base line and to foul territory, and rolls kind of over towards the Rafters dugout as Eric Robles back in the dugout here. He normally is over down that first baseline when the Rafters are at the plate, but in between innings here, he's talking with the guys over there and was up on the step ready to go. Still an 0-2 count. Sixth pitch on the way, and it's on the outside edge, called strike number 3, and it took him a few tries, but Drew Thompson, 6 pitches later, he's able to get the K in the books backwards. That's his second strikeout of the game, as it brings up Brody Rasmussen with nobody on and one away in the bottom of the third inning. Nooks up one as this one is fouled back to bring it 0-1. Tons of strikes here from Drew Thompson, who's attacking the strike zone. It's an 0-1 count to the right-handed hitting center fielder in the righty-righty matchup. This one's hit towards left field, and that one gets down for a hit. So Brody Rasmussen, with one out, sends a single into the outfield, and it brings up Jacob Coase to the plate. Continuing on with the scoreboard as the game rolls along. Jacob Coase at the plate for the Rafter for the Chinooks. Coase, the left-handed hitting designated hitter. Got a runner on first base with one away in the bottom of the third. Thompson taking his time on the mound. Looks to send it over to first on the pickoff attempt. And sliding back head first is Brody Rasmussen. So he'll stay there, and first pitch still on the way for Jacob Coase. Thompson once again will try the pickoff attempt back to first. Spencer Davis kind of just catching it, not even applying the tag. And so first pitch still waiting for Jacob Coase. Coase pushed all the way back in the box, and he'll take this pitch low for ball number one. That's the first ball of the inning thrown by Drew Thompson. Bottom of the third in St. Cloud as the Rocks and Moondogs are tied at zero. Bottom of the third in Duluth as well as the Huskies up 4-0 over Minot. Throw back to first base once again. That's the third pickoff attempt from Drew Thompson over there. Just making sure that Brody Rasmussen doesn't go anywhere. 1-0 count is sent high in the air towards right field, but on the run is the right fielder, and Kobayashi makes the catch for the Rafters for out number two. Kind of died in the air out here in front of Lake Michigan. That one out towards right field. Lake Michigan always brings a little bit more wind in here and kind of cools it down. You look at the surrounding area is always a lot warmer than here at Moonlight Graham Field as a breaking ball drops in for strike number one to Beckett Zvorek. Zvorek from Arizona State. In the lineup for the second time this season after making his debut yesterday. Takes a breaking ball again for strike number two when Zvorek kind of grimaced that he didn't swing there. Zvorek took a walk in the first inning, and he scored the only run of the game. Continuing on with the scoreboard, Wausau down 5-1 in the top of the third at Fond du Lac. A little bit of a surprise there, and gets a swing and a miss here as Drew Thompson strikes out his second batter of the inning and doesn't allow a run in the third. No runs on the one hit, no errors, and one left on base. It's still 1-0 as we head to the fourth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And into the fourth inning we go. It's the top of the fourth inning here where the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters are taking on the Lakeshore Chinooks, hoping for a big game here. And it's a 1-0 lead for the Chinooks, but the Rafters pitching from Drew Thompson has been great. Thompson still able to keep on rolling as he looks at just 43 pitches through three innings. He's been efficient while just allowing the one run. But leading off for the Rafters here in the fourth, it's Eric Parker, the right-handed hitting cleanup batter who is the shortstop for today. Takes that pitch for ball number one, still looking for his first hit as a Rafter. Nobody on with nobody out. 2-0 count is a swing and a miss to bring it 2-1. And Parker, he is a very highly touted recruit from high school who played in a few games for Georgia this year and calls time there as the home plate umpire will kind of just talk about things there and keep a 2-1 count. Make sure that Nate Gray doesn't get rid of the ball. Nate Gray, he's been gray through four innings as this one is fouled down that right field line and towards the grass where a bunch of kids will go ahead and surround it and pick it up. 2-2 count to Parker, and Parker really hoping for a big game here. He popped out in his first at-bat as a Rafter. Still looking to get on base for the first time. He has a 2-2 count, watches this one miss away. It's a 3-2 count, and Parker, one of a couple of the Rafters players who were very highly recruited out of high school, and you're hoping to see that in the bat here as he gets on top of one, a pop grounder over towards shortstop, and 6-3 is the putout for out number one. So Parker's still looking for that first hit, and it brings up Chris Diaz, the left-handed hitter, with one away and the base is empty. And Chris Diaz, he's been in a little bit of a rut recently. Left-handed hitter who struck out swinging back in the second inning. That was his first time up. He is the beer batter here in Lakeshore as that pitch is taken low and inside on a check swing called for a ball. And it's a 1-0 count to Diaz. Diaz, the center fielder from Marist, looking to get back to his on-base ways as this one's hit towards second base right there, though, and thrown back over to first base in time for out number two. So 4-3 in the books, and it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with two away in the fourth. And, well, you're kind of excited to get back to seeing Drew Thompson pitch, but you'd like to see him pitch with a lead here, or even in a tie game. Right now, the Rafters down 1-0 in the top of the fourth. Two away and bases empty for Kobayashi as a breaking ball drops in there for strike number one. It's an 0-1 count. Kobayashi flew out to right field his first time up back in the second inning. This pitch misses low and in the turf to bring it 1-1. So it's now a 1-1 count. Two away to Kobayashi. And this one sent towards left field, and that gets down for a hit. Kobayashi is aboard with a two-out single. So the Rafters still have picked up a hit in every single inning so far against Nate Gray. But they have yet to get a run still.
Left fielder Jack Guerrero.
So not always do hits represent runs, even if they are a positive correlation. It is still something that you've got to apply pressure with the walks and getting on base in other ways. Only one walk this game from Nate Gray, and that was after two outs had already been recorded, as this one's hit over to shortstop, and it could have been two had there not been two already out. And so the shortstop will go six unassisted on the fielder's choice to end the fourth inning. So into the middle of the fourth we go, as there were no runs on the one hit, no errors, and one left on base, as we hit the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Wisconsin. Leading off the bottom of the fourth for your Lakeshore Chinooks, the Waste Management Cleanup Hitter. Second.
Well, sorry about that. Was just going on a little bit of an errand to talk to our special guest who will be coming up here in a little bit. And first pitch to Tyler Preece is fouled away to bring it 0-1. So an 0-1 count to the right-handed hitting Preece against the right-handed pitcher Drew Thompson. And that pitch misses upstairs for ball number one to bring the count back even at 1-1. A 1-1 count as this one is skied towards center field. Should be able to be played, and it is caught for out number one.
First baseman, Drew Reynolds.
So with Tyler Preece retired, it brings up the first baseman, the left-handed hitter, Drew Reynolds, with one away and the bases empty in the bottom of the fourth. Thompson, he has been cruising along here into the fourth inning, still yet to cross the 50-pitch marker, as there's a swing and miss to bring it 0-1 to Drew Reynolds. And usually you'd look at a performance like this from Thompson, and you'd say, man, oh man, that looks great, as this one skied towards right center field on the run. It's at the wall, at the track, it's out of here. Oh man. Drew Reynolds got all of that baseball and sent that one far on a journey towards Lake Michigan. And the home run there, it makes it a 2-0 Chinooks lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. Drew Reynolds gets the better of the two Drews. And it brings up Jack Cleveneau with nobody on and one out and a 2-run lead. The Chinooks did score their first run of the game back in the first inning on the RBI single from Tyler Preece. And now they get their second run as that pitch misses high and inside and nearly hits Cleveneau upstairs, but instead he dodges it to bring it 1-0. Cleveneau, the catcher for tonight's game. He's 0-1 in the game after popping out to the shortstop back in the second inning. This pitch in there called strike number one. So it's a 1-1 count. Cleveneau from Utah. He hoping to have a big season here. And this one sent into left field, dropping, and that gets down for a hit. So a one-out single from Jack Cleveneau follows up the home run, and Drew Thompson allows his third and fourth hits of the game. And you got to start worrying about the way that he's going, but still the pitch count at 51, so you feel like he could finish out the fourth for sure. And then you get to the fifth inning, and you are a little more skeptical about it, but we got to think about this inning first. Runner on first base with one away. Left-handed hitter Esteban Garcia fouls this one back to bring it 0-1. Garcia 0-1 on the game. He lined out to right field back in the second inning. He's the left-handed hitter from Boston College, playing right field to start the game, but did make a switch to left field as him and DeShazzo swapped spots. 0-1 count, misses low, and it brings it 1-1. And Drew Thompson on the mound. I mean, he has looked better than his first couple of games. He's already gone a season long, 3 1/3 innings. Hoping to keep that momentum rolling through, but the fourth inning, this is the first fourth inning that he's seen action in. As a 1-1 count, there's a pickoff attempt and got him back at first base. Oh, yeah. Clears the bases of runners on the pickoff from Drew Thompson, and the Rafters pitching, man, they have been great at those pickoff attempts this season. I mean, you talk about something that a team does well, and the Rafters right up at the top of the Northwoods League when it comes to picking runners off. And this one, going to miss for ball number two to bring it 2-1. And I can't quite find the numbers on it, unfortunately. But if you had the pickoff attempts, I'd have to assume that the Rafters lead the Northwoods, as here's a grounder to second base, picked up and thrown over to first in time for out number three. So the Chinooks, they score the one run on two hits. There are no errors and nobody left on base. It's 2-0 Chinooks as we hit the top of the fifth here on WFHR Wisconsin.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Night Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
And it's time for the top of the fifth inning as the Raptors are trailing the Chinooks 2-0 and trying to get these bats going. They've been held shut out by Nate Gray, and Nate Gray still out there, his pitch count at 58, so assuming that he'll go through the fifth, hey, there's a good chance he'll head into the sixth inning as well if he keeps the shutout alive. But the Raptors going to try and change that here in the fifth. It's the 8-9-1 batters due up this inning. Nick Adrian leading them off. It's a quick grounder over to third base. 5 on over to 3 in time for out number one. So Nick Adrian put out as it brings up J.J. Garcia. With one away and nobody on, Garcia will be followed by Mason Onati. And Onati, the second baseman, Garcia playing short, playing designated hitter. I'm so used to saying shortstop. That's his natural position. He played a little bit of third base recently to get into the lineup, but today he's the designated hitter as this one is upstairs for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Garcia 1-for-1 in the game. You know, you talk about a quick start. He had a 5-game hit streak rolling along before he went hitless in a few, as this one is on the lower part of the zone for strike number one. It's a 1-1 count, and Garcia on the season, he's playing pretty well. This one to the right side of the infield, picked up by the first baseman, back over to the pitcher who's covering the bag in time for out number two. 3-2 on the put out, and 3-1 on the put out, and now there's two away for the third batter of the inning for the Raptors. It's Mason Onati. Onati, a left-handed hitter. He's up for his third time today and hoping to keep the inning alive for the Raptors. He's 0-for-2 so far. Bases are empty in the top of the fifth, and this one is hit high in the air towards right center field. On the run, the center fielder, he's at the warning track, and he makes the catch just in time for out number three. So only 5 pitches that inning as the Raptors go 3 up, 3 down. It's still 2-0. Drew Thompson back to work here as we come back with the bottom of the fifth on WFHR Wisconsin Raptors.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
And this one's been breezing by us as we get to the bottom of the fifth inning. Drew Thompson, he's allowed 2 runs through 4 innings in a season-long outing as he heads back out here for the bottom of the fifth. After is down 2-0, and well, it's been a strong pitching performance so far, and impressive that Drew Thompson's been able to work back from the home run that he allowed in the fourth inning. Drew Reynolds took him deep to right center field, and that right now is kind of a big difference in the game. And you thought that after he allowed the home run and then immediately allowed a single after that, you thought, hey, maybe Thompson's going to get in some trouble. But no, he kept calm. He got a pickoff over at first base and then retired Esteban Garcia 4-3, and he stays in here, keeping that pitch count at just 55. It's a swing and a miss on the first one to bring it 0-1. So Thompson probably going to be going through this inning unless he reaches some trouble, and heck, he could even be out back here for the sixth inning, the way that things have gone. No Rafter has gone more than five innings, though, this season, as that pitch misses up and in and over the ducking Owen DeShazo to bring it 1-1. DeShazo, right-handed hitter. He's from Boston College as well, as he is playing left field today. The 1-1 count is off the right side of the bat towards the second baseman. Picked up, and no, he couldn't quite grab it. Mason Onati has it go under his glove, and so Owen DeShazo is safely aboard at first base with nobody out. A leadoff infield single for Owen DeShazo means there's a runner on first and nobody out for Collins Sr., or at least it would be Collins Sr. if it weren't for a pinch hitter here. Looks like we're going to the bench already, as the new batter that I see is, I believe that's Dominic Kibler. So Dominic Kibler going to be pinch hitting for Collins Sr. and
number 28, Dominic Kibler.
He's hoping to bring around a new bat with the runner on first base, hoping to send him forward. The Chinook's already up 2-0. They're still feeling pretty good about the way that things have gone, especially because of how dominant Nate Gray has been. However, Rafter's glimpse of light right now is that Nate Gray's not going to be out there forever. He's going to get pulled at some point, although if he keeps going five pitch innings, who knows, maybe he will be out there for the rest of the game. Gray already threw five innings pitched on 63 pitches. Drew Thompson still hasn't hit that 63 pitch marker, but he's got to record three more outs to reach as far as Nate Gray's gone. He's got a runner on first, pickoff attempt back there, and it's not caught by Spencer Davis as he tried to apply the tag. So the runner stays on first base with nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The left-handed batter, Dominic Kibler from Kent State, the 5'8", 185 catcher. Another pickoff attempt nearly takes Spencer Davis away, but he's able to grab it in his glove and keep the runner on first. Thompson's had a lot of pickoff attempts over to first base. Had one of them successful, and this one misses low. It gets away from Adrian. He picks it up and doesn't throw down as it misses for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count, and Owen DeShazo moves on to second on the wild pitch. And on the season, Owen DeShazo, with that stolen base, he's now up to three stolen bases on the season. Or sorry, that's still a wild pitch, but he had stolen two bases in the season before. So it's not that he's never stolen, but not taking off right now. The pitch is low for ball number two to Kibler. Kibler, on the season, he has played in six games, has struggled a little bit from the plate, batting just 143, but only seen 14 at-bats. Walked twice, taking a hit by pitch as well, as that one's in there for strike number one to bring it 2-1. On the year, a 294 OBP, 508 OPS for Kibler, and just one RBI so far. He could double that with the runner on second base and nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. This pitch misses high and outside, and that gets all the way to the backstop before bouncing forward. And that's a 3-1 count, and now you've got to start worrying a little bit about Drew Thompson's range as he's thrown two wild pitches towards this one batter after allowing the leadoff single. So it's a 3-1 count. Thompson certainly a fireballer for the Rafters as the infield pinches in. Hoping to keep that runner on third base. Pitch here is fouled back to bring it 3-2. Kibler just needs a sacrifice of some sort or a hit to send that runner home, but also trying to work on base any way that he can. It's a 3-2 count, and in this situation, you could take a walk as well. Certainly aren't going to be swinging at anything that isn't in the zone. 3-2 count. It's up and out for ball number four, and Dominic Kibler works his way over to first base. And now there's runners on the corners with nobody out in the bottom of the fifth inning. That was Thompson's second walk of the game after issuing one in the first inning. He hadn't until this point, but now talking strategy here as Mike Spears comes out. Looks like Zach Crotchfeld might be warming up in the Rafters bullpen down there, and so he may be the next pitcher that we see if this isn't the call to the bullpen. It looks like they're going to stick here with Drew Thompson at least for the moment, but runners on the corners, and you feel like he's really got to pull it in, especially because he's now facing the top of the order for the Chinooks. A dangerous top of the order at that, as it brings up Brody Rasmussen. And Rasmussen, he's already got a hit this game. He's 1-for-2. And so he'll be batting with nobody out and runners on first and third in what's right now a two-run game. Thompson's going to be hoping to keep it at that, but has to worry about these runners on the bases right now. So Thompson set on the rubber. He's looking back home at the right-hander, and the runner from first takes off. It's in there, called for a strike. Adrian decides not to throw down, so it's a stolen base for Dominic Kibler. And an 0-1 count to Brody Rasmussen. Runners on second and third. Thompson brings the ball into his glove and moves it around a couple times. Looks back to second, brings it home, and a breaking ball misses high, but it gets a swing and a miss from Rasmussen to make it an 0-2 count. And Rasmussen, I'm not quite sure what he was expecting there. And a breaking ball missing high. Maybe he thought it was going to have more drop to it. Either way, it's an 0-2 count. Righty-righty matchup, and the pitch home is a swing and a miss for strike number three. And Rasmussen claiming that it hit the ground before Adrian caught it, but didn't get the approval of the home plate umpire, and it brings up Jacob Coase with one away and runners on second and third. Drew Thompson, a key strikeout there, but still has runners potentially able to score on a sacrifice. Swing and a miss here from Jacob Coase brings it 0-1, and he was ready to send that one into the outfield. Big sweeping swing. So it's 0-1 with one away, and Coase followed up by Beckett Zvorek. It's a dangerous part of the order, as I mentioned. Thompson trying to finish five innings. 0-1 count, misses outside. A pickoff attempt back to third base from the catcher, and Noah Ruiz over there at third is able to bring it in, but nearly had a collision there as Ruiz and Owen DeShazo both were kind of going towards the same place on that throw, and so it's a 1-1 count, and you don't see that all too often. One of the first pickoff attempts we've seen from Nick Adrian over to third, at least. We've seen him try it over to first and over to second a couple times. 1-1, that's a bit upstairs to bring it 2-1. Nick Adrian, he's been on the team all year long. All three of the catchers have been here since day one. That's huge for them, trying to work on their defense a lot. You know, you talk about working on the offense for position players a lot. As this one sent high in the air to right field, it's in foul territory. You might want to let it drop, but it's picked up by Kobayashi, and he'll try and throw it in, and a run will score as it's a sacrifice fly for Jacob Coes, and not sure if that's
another run scored means the ruby of the game. Sponsored
full thought process there, or if Kobayashi was just saying, hey, we're going to get the out here. Made the catch anyway, and there's two away in the bottom of the fifth. Dominic Kibler goes from second to third on Rasmussen's sack fly, and Owen DeShazo comes home to score. So a runner on third with two away. Beckett Zvorek, the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup. That inside for ball number one. Zvorek, 0-for-1 in the game. He struck out swinging back in the third inning his last time up. Drew a walk in the first inning and was able to come around to score on it thanks to Tyler Preece's RBI single after a stolen base and advancing to third on an error. 1-0 count to him is on the outside, called for strike number one. It's 1-1. And Drew Thompson trying to finish up his fifth inning of work here is his pitch count up over 70. He's at 73 pitches. So probably not coming back out for the sixth, as a 1-1 breaking ball is in there for strike number two, and it's a 1-2 count. And Drew Thompson, his hat falls off, I mean, every three pitches or so on the mound. I was talking with James, our intern, who's kind of in charge of getting everyone with their equipment, as this one's upstairs, and a swing and a miss makes it strike number three, finishing off that story. I mean, James was saying, man, Thompson doesn't want to get a smaller hat. He says he's fine with it. So Thompson out there with the falling off hat, he's able to pick up another strikeout. That's the fifth strikeout of the game through five innings for Thompson. And while one run comes across there, it's on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. It's 3-0 as we hit the sixth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Lakeshore Chinooks are separated by three runs. The Chinooks have the lead entering the top of the sixth inning as, well, we've got the special guest, as mentioned earlier, Brennan Cohen. He's heading up here, ready to call some colored commentary, and we'll bring him on to the broadcast in just a couple seconds. Excited to have you joining us on the broadcast for one of our first player appearances, as we'll give him the headset here and get them all connected. And the first batter at the plate for the Rafters is Noah Ruiz, who takes the first pitch for strike number one. And, well, the 0-1 count to Ruiz as we bring Brennan on to the show. Well, thanks for joining us tonight, Brennan.
Yeah, no, of course I'm super excited to be here, you know. Give a little insight to what we're doing as a team.
Yeah, the 0-1 count misses outside to Noah Ruiz. And right now the Rafters down 3-0, but, you know, you were down there with the bullpen and you could kind of see the guys getting ready to go. And when you were kind of looking down there, what was kind of their thought right now? And what are your thoughts as a pitcher heading into a game where you're down, but it's still really close and you know you have to keep it close as that one misses away? It's 2-1.
Yeah, no, right now, I mean, we've got a great offense, you know, coming in the late innings. You know, last game we put up a big number of 15 runs, and, you know, the three games before that, yes, we lost, but late inning comebacks, only losing by one or two runs. So it really shows that we can, you know, hit when we need to in the late innings and make a comeback.
2-1 fouled away by Noah Ruiz, brings it to a 2-2 count. Rafters still looking to score that first run in the game, but, I mean, you're right. You look at the numbers, and they don't lie. The Rafters' offense, I mean, it just comes alive late in the games as Ruiz gets a hold of this one, but picked up, not able to be fielded cleanly by the third baseman. The throw to first, not in time. Ruiz able to run it out, and, well, there's a little bit of that late-inning offense. I don't know if you quite consider this late, sixth inning, but you start to see the bullpens get involved a little bit, and, well, the bullpen arm coming out for the Chinooks this inning is Bobby Parabzak, so Nate Gray finally done with the game. And, you know, sometimes for batters, it's just seeing a new pitcher out there that gives them a new sense of, you know, momentum. And especially after Nate Gray had a phenomenal performance out there today. I mean, when you were watching Gray from the bullpen, I mean, what did you see from him? Because he went five innings without allowing a run.
Yeah, no, really good by him. You know, keeping our hitters off balance, you know, not just working in and out, but working up and down, really making us, you know, not hit our pitch and more of hitting his pitch, keeping us to only four hits right now. So